I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Governor Brian Kemp has declared a state of emergency in a handful of coastal Georgia counties as Hurricane Dorian approaches the southeast. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The counties affected are Brantley, Bryan, Camden, Charlton, Chatham, Effingham, Glenn, Liberty, Long, Pierce, and Wayne. All are either coastal or just inland from the coast. Kemp says for now the major danger for southeast Georgia is the potential for flooding from Dorian, which looks to become a massive but very slow-moving storm.
You can start preparing for flooding now, or at least be thinking about that.
Kemp says he wouldn't tell Labor Day travelers to stay off the roads just yet. And for those beachbound, he says use common sense when it comes to dangerous ocean currents. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Congressman Buddy Carter says federal officials are ready to respond if Dorian impacts Georgia, even though he says federal funding for Hurricane Michael came too late.
The disaster relief that we have passed for Hurricane Michael is just now starting to trickle down. So, you know, it's not the best of news, I can tell you, that we're having another hurricane.
Coastal officials, meanwhile, continue to monitor the storm and urge people to have a plan in case it comes this way. Well, as the storm approaches, Atlanta-based Delta Airlines is offering free travel waivers for customers whose flights may be impacted by the hurricane. Flights through Brunswick and Valdosta, as well as 12 Florida airports, can be canceled for free or exchanged for future flights. American Airlines, Southwest, and several other carriers are issuing similar travel waivers. The Atlanta official in charge of overseeing the city's minority contracting programs has stepped down. According to the AJC, the resignation of Larry Scott was related to the years-long federal corruption investigation at City Hall. Scott had been Atlanta's director of contract compliance since former Mayor Kasim Reed appointed him in 2014. As part of the ongoing federal probe, two former city contractors have pleaded guilty to paying bribes in exchange for lucrative contracts. Tybee Island's mayor and the Army Corps of Engineers have signed an agreement to pump more sand onto Tybee Beach. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
The process of dredging up sand and adding it to the beach is called renourishment and happens every 7 years or so. This round will be federally funded. But Mayor Jason Bilterman says Tybee is adding its own money so they can build up the dunes along the beach, too.
We saw with Matthew and Irma that water rushed into the gaps in our dune system and flooded properties, and obviously we don't want that to happen anymore.
The project won't get started for a few months after sea turtle nesting and hatching season is over. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones on Tybee Island.
In sports, Georgia Tech lost their season opener to top-ranked Clemson yesterday, 52-14. The college football season begins in earnest tomorrow with UGA on the road to kick off against Vanderbilt at 7:30 p.m. Georgia Southern will be in Baton Rouge to play the 6th-ranked LSU Tigers. Georgia State Panthers are traveling to Tennessee to open their season against the Volunteers. Mercer University and Western Carolina are scheduled for a 6 p.m. kickoff on Saturday. Meanwhile, Savannah State and Valdosta State begin their season next Saturday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.